Leading the news this morning, Qantas's reputation takes another battering. The European Commission has fined the airline $11 million for price fixing. It's one of 11 airlines that have been charged with fixing the price of air cargo between 1999 and 2006. In total, more than $1 billion in fines were handed out to various airlines. Wayne Swan is defending his handling of the federal budget. He's rejecting suggestions that he's too soft on spending in the wake of the budget update. The opposition and some economists want him to cut deeper with fears that inflation will put more pressure on interest rates. But the Treasurer insists he's on track to deliver a modest surplus in 2013. Police still have no idea who killed a family in the South Australian town of Kapunda. A couple and their 16-year-old daughter were found dead in their home by a family friend. It's believed they'd been stabbed. Police have been door-knocking the local area, searching for some clues. Thailand has decided to send refugees from the fighting in Burma back across the border into Burma. About 20,000 people fled when fighting broke out between government troops and ethnic rebels. The violence flared in the wake of Burma's sham election. And a US inquiry has slammed three companies involved in the Gulf of Mexico oil spill. The White House Oil Spill Commission says there was a culture of complacency at BP, Transocean and Halliburton. And the government says the companies paid scant regard to safety on the rig and made a series of mistakes ahead of that catastrophe.